holiday season, Christmas time, happy time, music time, the day before Christmas. Interesting that it was the day before Christmas when we were able to play some music last year too, if I'm not mistaken. We're doing it again and bringing back Miss Nancy J. Johnson, an inspiring music minister, full of power. Here she is.
Choir and singing in community choirs. And then when I was old enough to, my parents allowed me to record with a local choir in my area. That was Bishop Jeff Banks and Revival Temple Mass Choir in Newark, New Jersey. That was my first recording with Reverend Milton Bigham. I knew that music was in my future. Now, in terms of me knowing that it was what I was put on this earth for, in terms of my purpose for the kingdom, it wasn't until I gained a relationship with God for myself, not just thinking about it, but living it, was when I knew that God called me to participate in being one of his servants, to share the gospel through song. And I knew that I wanted to be real about it. I wanted it to be authentic. And I had seen so many examples of hypocrisy that I said in my heart that, God, if I don't live this thing, I don't want to do it. And so the Lord opened up a door for me to record with Harmony Records. They were a division of Sony Records. Through Raina Bundy, she gave me an opportunity to record my first two records on Harmony Records. And then there was somewhat of a break or a hiatus, if you will, not on purpose. I didn't know what God was doing then, but now I realize that he was building character. He was getting rid of some of the generational things that were in my life, and he was showing me that he really did want me to be pure in heart as it pertains to music ministry. And so the 14 years of building character, not only that, but I got married and have two children, two boys, and been trained in ministry, licensed and ordained as a minister of the gospel. And then one day I recorded with Pastor Donnie, did background vocals for him for the Live in Detroit album. And I just called one day to say thank you. And he extended an invitation to me to record on his newly formed label, Camden Music. And here we are today. That's basically the story. It's short. There's so many testimonies within there, but that's how I got to this point in short.
Nancy, I know there has to be a lot in there, and I'm certainly not going to go and, you know, ask you to go into a whole lot of details, because I know, for one thing, you don't have so much time, but just the fact that you shared with us that you come from a background of ministers and singers, people involved in the kingdom, and yet there were generational issues that you had to deal with, that you had to resolve. And that just goes to show that even when we have a lot of the right things going on as part of our heritage, we're still human, and so there are still things that have to be dealt with.
Most definitely. You know, God doesn't want us or doesn't put us out unless he equips us. And part of that equipping involves deliverance. You know, a lot of people think that it's just about the gifting, and I used to think that, as long as I'm using my gifts for the Lord. But he's like, you know what, there's still some things that I want to set free in you, so that when you're standing in front of the people of God, your ministry is affected. And I don't know about you, but I don't just like doing anything and not getting any results. He told us to go out and bear fruit. And so that's, I think, the reason why we have to go through the process of the pruning and weeding out those things in our character, dealing with some generational stuff, dealing with, you know, some of our religious tendencies and, you know, the religiosity issues and stuff, because God really wants, he really wants us to be effective. And so I'm so grateful to God for the process. It was hard. I didn't like it lots of times, you know. I wanted to back out and quit. You know, some things were inconveniencing. I felt like, you know, God had left me and he forgot about me, and you know, but I'm so grateful how God does things. His ways is really higher, and his thoughts are higher than ours. And so I'm grateful for that process of deliverance. And he's still not done with me. He's still working on me. But some of those major struggles, thank God, because of his power, I don't have anymore. You know, some of those things the Lord just really delivered me completely from, and I'm so grateful.
I tell you what, and as a result of that tremendous deliverance, that great salvation that came about even while you were already saved, you're able to minister in a way, and I'm sure on a level that you would not have been able to had that deliverance not occurred. Ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, is Miss Nancy Jackson Johnson.
You like me to sing, 'cause I'll dance a dance for you, pour out my love for you. What can I do for you, beautiful King? 'Cause I can't thank you enough. 'Cause I can't thank you enough. So what can I do? What can I bring to you? What kind of song would you like me to sing? Oh, did I dance for you? Pour out my love for you. What can I do for you, beautiful King? 'Cause I can't thank you enough. 'Cause I can't thank you.
Nancy Jackson Johnson. The song is entitled A Little Longer, and we're going to be hearing more about that in just a moment. But I tell you what has been so impressive. We mentioned that Nancy is involved in ministry, and it wasn't that long ago that she made a trip to Nassau, Bahamas, and provided some ministry at the governor's mansion. What was that about?
Yes. Wow. It was a celebration for women in excellence that the governor, and particularly the governor's wife, she invited 200 women that to her home to honor them for their service in the community of the Bahamas. And I was invited in to help the initial celebration for that event. It was a complete honor. I'm still pinching myself right now because no one is ever invited to the governor's house. It's a very special occasion, and so I was completely honored to be there, Governor Pinding and his wife. Yeah.
That is awesome. Congratulations on a very, very unique event. And,
you
know, I imagine that that is part of that balancing act that you were sharing. You know, you were mentioning that you're licensed and ordained. So you are involved in ministry in more ways than one. You're sharing that word through speech as well as through song, but you also have a family. How do you give proper attention to both ministry and family, to family and ministry?
Definitely the leading of the Holy Ghost, looking at our schedules and prioritizing. The order is God first, family, and then church. And so I'm thankful to God that several years ago, I got that order right, me and my husband. So we work together, and we allow the Holy Spirit to guide us. If there are things that are coming up that are somewhat important in terms of the ministry, the music ministry, we definitely look at what we need to do to bring a babysitter in. Then we schedule those times with our family. And I'm trying to be very sensitive in terms of feeling. Even within my marriage, when my husband needs more time of me, when my children need more time, I've learned that I can't be at every church service, but at the same time, I am accountable to my leaders, and I can't go everywhere, because when my family needs me, I've got to be there. So it's just really following the leading of the Holy Spirit, using God's divine wisdom, and just prioritizing. Like, you know, if I've gone 3 days, then you know what? I need to be home with my children. I need to spend, me and my husband need to go on a date night, you know, spending that time together. So there are times when it does get a little hectic, but, you know, when the Holy Spirit is inside of you, he guides you, and he's always prompting and saying, you know what? You know what? You don't need to go there tonight. You need to stay home. You and your husband need to go out, or, you know, your oldest son needs a little more time with you. Spend some alone time with him. So it's really depending on the Holy Spirit to help guide me.
I appreciate you, Nancy, for not working even on a subconscious level to just build an empire around Nancy Jackson Johnson. For you, it really is about life, and it's about getting life right, prioritizing according to biblical principles, spiritual principles. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you for that. Because you could easily say, well, you know what? I have this singing ministry going now, and I'm also privileged to be able to speak the word as well as sing it. I need to be making sure that I'm getting out there and making sure as many people are finding out about me as possible so that I can get bigger and bigger platforms and get known on wider and wider levels. And you could make that your life, but instead you're making sure that you're keeping everything in its proper perspective so that you keep it in balance.
Amen. Amen. Because when all of that stuff is done and gone, you know, one of my roles and one of my main roles is to be a wife and a mother. You know, I look at music ministry and being an artist is one of the many roles that God has called me to. And, you know, we serve a God that knows our lives, and he knows exactly what he's called us to. And I just believe that our lives are ordered by the Lord. He knows exactly what we can handle. He knows exactly how we need to balance our lives. So I believe that there are some things and some doors he's not yet open yet, because he knows, you know what, you still have to raise your children. There's still some areas here that need attention to, you know. And there are times, even as it pertains to my local church, me serving there, I don't schedule things when I know that the Holy Spirit's saying, you need to be there for that. And I respect my church, my ministry, that I serve at on a weekly basis. Because when I didn't have the CD, amen, and
yes,
when ain't nobody, when people going to get tired of me, they're going to get tired of playing it. I still have a family. I still have a husband that loves me. We've been married for 15, going on 16 years. And I have two beautiful boys that God has called me and my husband to raise. So I definitely don't want to neglect any of those other roles that mean so much to me.
I hear, because they are all important. But Nancy, we were listening to A Little Longer just as we came back. Let me let them hear a little bit more of that. Here we go.
Okay.
Great and mighty things, if you just stay in my presence.
Wow. Nancy, what inspired that song?
Wow. Hallelujah. I discovered that song one day while I was in search of answers. And I was sitting there frustrated as to, why is God silent? Why are you not moving, God? Am I not doing enough for you? I'm singing, I'm preaching now. What more else can I do for you? And I discovered this song, and it was clearly the answer that I needed. God was saying to me, like, instead of you offering all this stuff, all your ability, trying to prove this to me, when I'm God, I created you, and yes, I want you to give me your gifts and give me the, you know, your talents and abilities, use them for my glory. But what I really want is you. I want you to be the offering. I thought the abilities were the offering. I thought my gifts were the offering. He said, no, you're the offering. All of you, all of your failures, all of your shortcomings, all of the things that stress you out and aggravate you, I want you to be the offering. I want your dreams. I want everything that you feel that is so important right now. I want you to surrender that to me. And the only way that you can do that is you've got to stay in my presence a little longer. Stop rushing. Stop putting me on the back burner. Stop rushing through this time where it's in my presence where there's fullness of joy, but we've gotten away from learning how to tarry at the feet of God. We've gotten away from learning how to fast in his presence. We want everything to be done quick. And don't get me wrong, there's sometimes we can do that, but there are times when God is calling us to a deeper place, and he's saying, stay there. Stay there. Let me deliver you from the failure. Let me restore you. You've given out so much. Let me clear your mind and get rid of the confusion. Let me help you through this transition. And so I've learned that there are days I need to stay in his presence a little longer. Yeah, I need to go to the gym, but today I'm going to stay on my face before God. Yeah, I need to go shopping and got to get this, but tonight I'm going to shut this phone off and I'm going to talk to God and worship him for not just what he does, not just what he gives, but worship him for who he is. That's what a little longer is about.
That is powerful. The reason for the song, the inclusion of the song on your CD. The title of the CD is The Heart of Nancy Jackson Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, there are quite a few awesome songs on there. Nancy, in regards to the CD, and I know that you're also touring, what kind of contact information can you give the people who are listening, and where can they get the CD?
Sure. Well, I'm on Facebook. You can reach out to me at Nancy Jackson Johnson. I have a couple of pages on there. There's one page that's full, but if you go to the artist page, there's a lot of room there. Nancy Jackson Johnson, and I'm also on Twitter at Nanjack, N-A-N-J-A-C-K, and I'm on Instagram. And also for bookings, you can reach out to me via my website, which is nancyjacksonjohnson.com, and that's there you can book us. And telephone number is 732-643-1966, and you can reach us there as well. And you can get the CD. It's available right now on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon.com, wherever digital music is sold. It's also at selected Walmart and Target. And if it isn't there, please ask them to order it. Amen.
Amen. And ladies and gentlemen, it will be worth the effort if you have to put any effort into it. Again, the title of the CD is The Heart of Nancy Jackson Johnson. It is truly all about the heart. Nancy, it has been great speaking with you. Thank you again for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me. God bless you and your ministry as well.
Thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be right back.